This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The coffee business is one of the industries likely to get hit hardest by tariffs. As KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports, one local coffee roaster is trying to navigate uncertainty.
Almost no coffee is produced in the continental U.S., so roasters like Tyler Ellis, who owns Monterey coffee shop Captain and Stoker, rely on a steady supply of beans from international farms.
We pretty much do all of our sourcing in Latin and South America.
They currently have roasts from Guatemala, Brazil, Peru, Honduras, and a couple from Ethiopia. Ellis says it takes 8 to 12 months from the time he first expresses interest in a batch of beans to the time that coffee is sold at Captain and Stoker. The shop buys coffee using fixed contracts, so Ellis says the impact of tariffs won't materialize for another year or two.
We won't really see the actual price going up until that coffee actually lands, and we're bagging, and then we're putting that coffee on retail.
In the short term, it's the uncertainty of tariffs being on and then off that's having the biggest impact. Because some tariffs are currently paused, Ellis says he's rushing to buy a bunch of packaging material before another potential spike.
We're trying to play the game, but we don't really know what the game is.
These days, a lot of his time is spent negotiating with partners in Captain and Stoker's supply chain, because suppliers who provide things like cups and napkins are also being forced to make tough business decisions. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.